Well, today marks the 50th anniversary of the assassination of Martin Luther King Jr. Here's how CBS News anchor Walter Cronkite told the nation of King's death on April 4th, 1968.
Good evening. Dr. Martin Luther King, the apostle of nonviolence in the civil rights movement, has been shot to death in Memphis, Tennessee. Police have issued an...
There are commemorations today in Memphis, as well as in his hometown of Atlanta and around the country. King's assassination came at a time when the national civil rights movement was in turmoil. In American cities, young black activists were feeling frustrated with the lack of progress for black people. As we hear from KUOW's Patricia Murphy in Seattle, the scene there was ripe for revolution when the Black Panthers opened a chapter in town.
Brothers Elmer and Aaron Dixon were members of the Black Student Union when Martin Luther King was assassinated. Aaron Dixon told the University of Washington History Project it was the moment where everything changed.
No longer did we feel that peaceful demonstrations was going to work, that we were now going to look towards other methods of demonstrating and getting our point across.
Just a short time later, Elmer Dixon says the brothers formed the Seattle chapter of the Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. Dixon is back in the old Madrona neighborhood. In 1968, he says, members would train weekly in the playground right across from his mom's house and just blocks from a white neighborhood.
On any given Saturday, you could come up and see 300-400 Panthers up there in military formation, drilling and training. And then we would march out of the park, down 34th, all the way down Cherry to Garfield Park, where we would hold a rally.
The Panthers cut an intimidating profile in black berets and leather jackets, but Dixon says they were also required by the party to be well-versed in the law. The Panthers' 10-point program addressed safety, social needs, and the oppression and incarceration of black people.
We weren't anti-white, we were anti-system. And a lot of people don't know that about the Black Panther Party. We had coalitions with every group. In fact, the phrase Rainbow Coalition was coined by Fred Hampton, not by Jesse Jackson.
Hampton was a Chicago Panther and a leader for the National Party before he was assassinated by police in 1969. Elmer Dixon says at the time, Seattle was perceived as a quiet Northwest town, but in reality, it was politically volatile. Congressional records show there were more than 70 firebombings between 1969 and 1970.
I won't say that there weren't probably some Panthers that were involved in that, because it was hard to control 300 to 400 Panthers.
There was deep mistrust and numerous confrontations with police. Then, on a summer's day in 1968, Dixon says police raided the Panther headquarters on 34th looking for a stolen typewriter.
I came around the corner and the whole street was full of police cars. I mean, like, there wasn't a spot that wasn't taken up. And that was the day they arrested my brother and my brother-in-law, Curtis Harris, out of the office here for allegedly stealing the typewriter.
The raid sparked riots. Civilians and police were injured by rocks and gunfire. Both men were acquitted. 50 years later, Dixon takes me by the old headquarters. His mom still lives around the corner, across from Madrona Playground. The building is split into two storefronts with doors side by side. In 1968, it was Panthers on one side and a realtor on the other. Given the city's history of discriminatory housing practices, Dixon says the realtor was pretty uncomfortable.
He spent very little time here. I think he was afraid to death of us, and probably was very happy when we finally decided to move out. I got to say hello to my brother in here. He's the keeper of the site.
Ben Abe has run his travel business in the old headquarters since 1982. The realtor is long gone, and now a specialty wine store is in that space. Abe has seen this neighborhood gentrify, but he has stayed, unlike many of the black families who lived here in the 60s.
Yeah, and I own the building now.
Oh, you own the whole building?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
And next door, too.
Oh, great.
By the fall of 1968, the Panthers moved their offices into a house nearby, which would also become the city's first free medical clinic. The Black Panthers disbanded in the 80s, but the clinic remains an important part of Seattle's Central District. These days, Elmer Dixon still lives in Seattle and is still doing the work, helping police departments and cities as a diversity consultant.
And so when I look at the work that I've been doing for the last 30 years as a diversity consultant, and I look at the Black Panther Party and that platform and look at the playground that we grew up on, you know, there's a connection between all of it.
There was a little bit of everybody out here, he says. White kids, black kids, brown kids, everybody just trying to carve out their little piece of turf. For Here and Now, I'm Patricia Murphy.